This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the USDA has announced plans to reopen the southern border to cattle and bison imports in a phased approach, signaling progress in the effort to control New World screwworm. This move comes as positive news for the livestock industry, particularly cattle producers who faced restrictions due to concerns over the parasitic pest. The decision also reflects encouraging signs that Mexico is making headway in managing the situation. But we're not out of the woods yet. And of course, cattle aren't the only animal susceptible. The pork industry stands to suffer just as much. We'll talk about the pork industry's perspective with the National Pork Producers Council next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
When it comes to the New World screwworm, most of the attention has been on protecting cattle and wildlife, and experts are cautioning the New World screwworm poses a risk to all warm-blooded animals, including hogs. NPPC Director of Swine Health, Dr. Anna Forsyth, told me that the pork industry has to stay engaged in the conversation.
The only way to combat this particular disease is through sterile flies, and so a big focus, especially from the policy side, is trying to secure the funding and the production of those sterile flies, recognizing, as you said, that while the focus is on cattle, because that's a lot of what the cases have been in Mexico, cattle cases, swine are susceptible. And we definitely see flies in swine barns. And so it would be a challenging pest and disease to try to control and manage. And again, the focus right now is how can we continue to maintain or sustain that production of those sterile flies, because that's really our silver bullet, so to speak, with this disease.
The biggest challenge to combating a pest like New World screwworm is that border shutdowns only do so much. It stops the movement of potentially affected livestock through human-controlled transport, but wild animals and flies don't recognize borders.
Wild animals is a big concern. Just as you said, they don't respect the border. They're susceptible too. And then just the fly in general. Fly doesn't respect the border either, right? And there's plenty of ways that it can cross. There's just a lot of different aspects to this challenge that make it quite difficult. And so focusing on that feral fly production is really where we're at right now.
The screwworm situation, along with broader foreign and domestic animal disease threats, is one of the driving factors between NPPC's renewed effort to reevaluate producer concerns nationwide.
What we've decided to do is do an outreach campaign of sorts with producers, and this will go on for the next couple of months, with an effort to really try to understand the SLAT level swine health concerns or challenges, swine health challenges, and then bring that feedback together with a small kind of focus group and redefine or establish those priorities. So I don't expect that we don't have foreign swine disease on that list of priorities, but I do expect that we have some additional domestic opportunities to try to combat some of the issues that producers are facing on a daily basis.
Producers are encouraged to be on the lookout for any opportunities to share their feedback with national pork producers, and you can learn more by visiting their website. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.